God, what a mess this trip turned out to be. I knew I shouldn't have volunteered for a business trip up north in the middle of winter, but ever since the divorce, my girlfriends have been telling me to get out of the house more. Now look at me, stuck at a hotel bar in the middle of a blizzard with nothing to do but drink away my troubles. Bartender, another one, please. I don't know what I was expecting. This was a business trip, for God's sake, not a Caribbean vacation. It's not like I was going to find some hot, rich guy who would sweep me off my... Ooh, a handsome guy is coming over here. Oh, hello there. Oh my God, he's so cute. So young and handsome. No, this seat isn't taken. I'm not waiting for anyone tonight. In fact, I'm all alone. Yes, I was here in business, but ended up getting stuck here because of the snow. Oh, same thing happened to you too, huh? How unfortunate. But at least it gives us some time to get to know each other. You want to buy me a drink? Well, who am I to say no? While we wait, why don't you tell me a little bit more about yourself? Really? You're saying you own your own business? That's amazing. It's hard to believe someone as young and handsome as you is a CEO of a multi-million dollar company. Oh, did I say handsome? I didn't mean... I guess I've had a few too many drinks tonight. I would love to get some rest, if only I could. There was some type of stupid mix-up with my reservations, and the hotel ended up getting overbooked. I figured I would just wait here at the bar for the night and head back to the airport in the morning. Really? You'd be willing to accommodate me for the night? What a gentleman. I wouldn't want to impose. Wait, you're saying you have the penthouse suite all to yourself for the night? I've never been in a penthouse before. Of course I would love to take you up on your generous offer. Please, lead the way. What a lucky break. I am so grateful to have found someone who is so nice and mild-mannered and safe. Such a kind young man. Although I really don't know much about him, except for what he told me. In fact, I barely know anything about him at all, and I just agreed to spend the night in his hotel room. He is standing really close to me. Oh God, I can practically feel him undressing me with his eyes. Maybe this was a bad idea. He's putting his arm around my waist. He's pulling me in close. Oh no, I can feel him ogling my tits. This is going too far. What have I done? He's pressing me against the elevator. We're chest to chest, and my tits are getting squished against him. Oh God, no. He's pulling me in for a kiss. No! Please, don't! This is all moving too fast for me. What? What do you mean I'm being ungrateful? You think because you offered to let me share your hotel room, I should be more thankful? I can't believe you just said that. How could you? Yes, I know this hotel is full to capacity, and you're the only one who is willing to offer me a room. Yes, I would like to relax in a nice, warm bed tonight. No, I don't want to sleep out in the hallway. No, sir, I definitely don't want to end up in the street with all the winos and the bums. Please, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound unfriendly. You've been nothing but kind and generous to me, and I am most grateful. Yes, sir. I'll be happy to follow you. It's time for me to repay your generosity. Oh, my God. What have I gotten myself into? I mean, he's certainly handsome, but he's so much younger than me. Then again, is this your penthouse? My goodness, it's so big. Is that a king-size bed? There's even a complimentary bottle of champagne. This is absolutely... Oh, did you just grab my ass? Did he just goose me? Oh, God. Now he's taking his shirt off. He sure doesn't waste any time. What was that? Make myself more comfortable. Well, yes. Excuse me while I go freshen up in the bathroom. Oh, God. I hope to hell I back my diaphragm. This is a fertile time for me, and he sure looks like he's a very virile man. I bet he has to jack off several times a day. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to take my clothes off, and I'm going to take a nice hot shower. Am I really about to go through with this? I mean, he's offering to put me up for the night and everything, but I barely know him. For all I know, he could be a total psycho. Speaking of psycho, this would be the point in the movie where Norman Bates stabs Janet Lee's character in the shower. Damn it, why did I have to think of that now of all times when I'm in this stranger's bathroom in the shower? Ah! He's standing there all naked and fully erect. Oh my God. What are you? Oh, you want to help me relax in the shower? Sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess you could lather me up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that feels nice. I can't believe I'm letting him do this. I barely know him, and he's young enough to be my son. But, he looks so good naked. And look at that cock. It is so long and so fat and so hard. God. Why, yes, I am a little stressed out after such a long day. It's just that you surprised me, that's all. And I was thinking about a horror movie where a girl gets stabbed in the shower. And then you opened the curtain and I screamed. And I guess I was a little nervous about you're running your hands along my back. Ooh, that feels so good. You know you're naked, don't you? And you're, aroused. In fact, oh God, I can feel your cock, hard cock, digging into my ass. We just met a few hours ago, and now you're seeing me naked too. It's been so long since I've been with a man. I guess I'm a little nervous. What with me being older than you and you being so tall and so handsome and so well built. And God damn, your cock is so big. I've never been with a man with such a big cock, but I want to try it. So yes, I would like very much for you to lather me up and get me squeaky clean. That feels so good. I love the feel of your hands on me. Yes, do my front. Do my chest. My tits. Oh, God. I can feel your big cock between my thighs. So close to my pussy. My clit. Please. I need to rub my clit against your cock. Can I? Can I please grind on your cock? I want to grind my dripping wet clit against your huge throbbing dick. I can. Oh, thank you, baby. Oh. Oh, God, I love this so much. Oh, yeah. Jesus, baby. This feels so good. I love your cock. You are just the right height for me. And your cock is perfect. I love grinding my clit on it. Can you feel how wet I am for you? I know it's hard, but with all this water coming down on us. Oh. Do you like feeling me rub my tits against your chest while I grind on your cock? You know, I was a bit hesitant before, but now that I'm so wet, I'm so wet for you. Well, I really, really want to suck your cock. I want to feel it in my mouth. Oh, yeah. That's right, baby. Deep down, under this shy exterior, there was a slut just waiting to come out. Let me get down on my knees like the horny slut I am. I want to wrap my lips around your cock. I want to taste the cock of a man young enough to be my son. I know that by the end of the night, it will be buried to the hilt in my cunt. It's so good. I love how your cock feels as it slides in and out of my throat. Do you like that, baby? Do you like having a middle-aged woman as your personal cock sleeve? I'm old enough to be your mother, but tonight I'm just a warm, wet fuckhole for you to fuck. Oh God, I love this. I can't believe I was actually nervous to come up to your hotel room. And after you were so kind as to offer me a room tonight, I should have gotten down on my knees and sucked you off back there at the bar. That's right, choke me. Make me gag on it. Punish me for being such a disobedient slut before. I wouldn't let you kiss me on the lips. The least I could do is make up for it. It's a gag on your rock hard cock. Do it. Fuck my face. What's wrong, baby? Don't you want me to suck your cock some more? Oh, you want me to get on the bed? Shouldn't I dry off? Or you want me like this? Oh, wet and slick for you? So kinky, baby. Oh, could you just give me a second? I need to get something from my bag. Shit, where is it? Come on, where is it? I know I packed it. No, no, there's nothing wrong, baby. It's just that, well, I can't seem to find my diaphragm. I know I packed it, but I just can't seem to find the damn thing. You don't happen to have a condom, do you? You don't? Well, shit. Then I don't think we can... You promised to pull out? I don't know. This is the dangerous time of my month. Even at my age, I'm still very fertile. If we aren't careful, I'll definitely end up pregnant. What do you mean? Of course that would be bad. I'm too old to have a baby. Besides, we hardly know each other. Yes, I bet you are rich enough to take care of me and our baby. But you wouldn't want an old woman like me as your baby mama, right? Did your cock just twitch? God, it's so hard. I bet it would feel so good in my cunt. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. I need your cock inside me. Just promise me you'll pull out, okay? Oh, yeah. Let me just lay down here in the bed. I want to spread my legs for you. Come on, baby. Use my cunt for your own pleasure. That's it. Take that big throbbing cock and fuck my warm, wet cunt. It's all for you, baby. Take me like a man is meant to take a woman. Do it. Do it. Fuck me. Oh, oh, oh. God, yeah. Oh, Jesus, I love your cock so much. Oh, fuck. That's it, baby. Fuck my cunt. Oh, I love your big, hard cock inside my dripping wet fuckhole. God, it's been so long. Oh, do you like my wet, soapy tips, baby? Do you like manhandling me as our soapy bottles slide up and down between the sheets of this king-size bed? Oh. Oh. Who would have thought getting clean could be so dirty? What's that, baby? You want to kiss me? Yeah, you can kiss me now. I'm so sorry I pulled away last time. The thing is, I haven't kissed a man since my husband divorced me, and I didn't know if I was ready. But now I know I am. Fuck my limp dig. Ex-husband. He's nothing compared to you. Kiss me, you stud. Oh, that's so good. I can feel you getting harder. Oh. Do you like it when I badmouth my ex-baby? Oh, God. Oh, God, your cock is twice the size of his, and it's so hard. My ex could never get this hard. And whenever he managed to get hard enough to fuck me, he would barely get two pumps in before shooting his load at me. Actually, shooting his load might be too strong a word. It was more like leaking his load, or maybe dripping his load. No, are you kidding? He could never shoot enough to get me pregnant. Goodness knows we tried early on in our marriage, but he could never seal the deal. What, you want to give it a try? But you promised you would pull out. You can't be serious. You don't want to knock up an older woman like me, do you? You want to? You wanted to knock me up the moment you saw me in the bar? You planned this? What do you mean? How did you plan this? You went through my bag when I was in the shower and you threw my diaphragm in the garbage? Wait, stop. Get off me. It's not too late. Let me just fish it out of the garbage. You can fuck me all you want then. You can even come inside me. Just please, not now. Not while I'm unprotected. What? You say you won't fuck me unless it's completely bareback? You say you want to come inside me and get me pregnant? You can't. I can barely afford to take care of myself, let alone a baby. Wait, you want to hire me as your personal assistant? How much are you willing to pay me? Are you serious? That's 10 times what I'm making now. So if I accept this offer, is this the kind of work I'll be expected to do? Traveling with you, tending to your needs, keeping you satisfied? And all I have to do is let you come inside me and knock me up? I think I could handle that, sir. Oh, fuck, baby, why not? I could use a change. I'm tired of my old pathetic life. I want something new. And you look like you're ready to give it to me. Do it. Hire me. Be you me. Let me be your personal assistant. Hell, let's just call it what it is. Your personal whore. Come inside me. Fill me up. Get me pregnant with a boss's baby. Yeah, baby. Do it. Oh, God, yeah. Fuck me. Fuck me so hard. Fuck me. God, yeah. Do it. Jesus. Oh, God, your cock feels so good inside me. I just want your cock so bad. Do it for me, baby, please. Pump your cock inside me and pound me with it. Plow my fuckhole. My cunt. My wet gash needs your cock so bad, baby. Please. God, give me your cum. I want you to fuck me. I want you to fuck me balls deep. I want you to pound me. And I want you to plow me. And I want you to give me your cum. Yeah, do it. I'm getting so close. Please. Oh. Do it. Yeah, just like that. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, sir, that was incredible. And you came so much deep inside me. Yeah. I guess I should cancel my flight tomorrow, huh? I'm going home with you. I can't wait to start my new life and my new job. I hope your company offers maternity leave.